Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do you know faith has come? Rejoice. Believing, you rejoice. What if you're not rejoicing? That's an indication you ain't believing either. Not believing. So, if people remain sad, if they remain depressed, if they remain defeated and fearful, it's evidence they don't believe. They're not believing in God. Oh, they believe He exists. Maybe they believe He's real. Maybe they believe in Jesus, believe He's coming. But they don't believe in Him in that specific area concerning a victory. Having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. What's the next word? Receiving. Hallelujah. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You see the progression of faith. You don't see it. That would include you don't feel it. You don't experience it, but you believe it. Amen. And when you believe it, you get happy. Amen. Before you see anything. Yes. And before you feel anything. Right. And when you get happy and you're receiving it, next thing you know, you get the end of it. Yes. Hallelujah. The manifestation of the salvation. And this works in every area. The new birth, being saved from hell, going to heaven. But the just don't just get born again by faith. They are to live by faith. They are to walk by faith. This is to be how we function, how we operate. It's how God Himself functions. Go with me to 2 Peter. You see, he brings this up again. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained what? Like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Now, he's mentioned that twice. He mentioned precious faith, then the knowledge of God, and then again the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Amen. Go, please, to Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, he tells us too, he said, don't be conformed and do be transformed. Conformity. Phyllis and I were talking about this a day or two ago. We started to watch something, an entertainment thing, and just bad language. Bad language. So we just turned it off. And the thing is, we remarked about, people think that's normal. Now, this bad language is just accepted as normal use. I mean, 50 years ago, you wouldn't have dared said some of these words publicly. But now, people don't even blink an eye. And the Lord spoke to me many years ago, this phrase, tolerance is the first step to conformity. Tolerance is the first step toward conformity. The enemy will work on you with stuff for 30 years, 50 years. He works on a generation over the whole period of that generation. Why? He'll introduce something that you find offensive and you find wrong, and he knows you're going to give a reaction to it. But as long as you allow it, he's happy because he knows the seed's been sown. And if you tolerate it, what's going to happen? You're going to get used to it being there. You're going to get accustomed to it. And over a period of time, even years, more and more people doing it, this is the new norm. But if it was wrong before, it's still wrong. And we need to be on our guard to not be conformed to this ungodly, anti-God world around about us. And if people want to mock you and call you goody-goody and holier than thou, just act like you don't even hear it. Just don't let it influence you. Just because they're confused and understanding's darkened doesn't mean you have to be conformed to it. But what is it that we need to be transformed? Read the rest of the verse. But be ye transformed. How's it going to happen? By the renewing of your mind. We not only need things to happen in our spirit, we need things happen in our mind. Our mind is the doorway to our spirit. By the renewing of your mind, to what end? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, if we're going to talk about faith, we have to talk about the will of God. You can't separate the two. Brother F.F. Bosworth, who penned the book, Christ the Healer, he used a phrase, he said, faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins. He said, that's where it starts. That is an accurate phrase. You cannot have faith and not know the will of God in the area you're trying to have faith. Cannot. You can assume, you can presume, but you can't actually believe. And the enemy knows this, which is why the will of God is such a big issue. Many, many churches, ministers, ministries, have concluded that everything is the will of God, or that you can't really know the will of God. Either way, it puts you in the same place, not knowing the will of God, till after something happens, and then assuming, well, that must have been the will of God. But it puts you in the dark, puts you in ignorance concerning the will of God. How do we not just get conformed to the same darkness and ignorance that all the unsaved world is in? Our minds have got to change. Got to be renewed. To what? To the point that we can ascertain and discern, distinguish what is the will of God. The very next verse says, for I say through the grace given to me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has what? Dealt to every man the measure of faith. See, this comes right after talking about the will of God. They're inseparable. Go with me to Ephesians, please. I'm taking my time. Given scriptures, we're laying a foundation. We're going to lay it strong because we're going to build a big building on it. Big, tall building. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Are you a faith man, a faith woman? Are you an overcomer? You're a receiver. You're a God pleaser. Is that you?
Yes.
Well, then we got to find out what we're talking about. Got to find out. Ephesians 5 and 8. He said, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. You know, just because somebody says and does some bad stuff does not mean we have to repeat it.
Amen.
Well, yeah, but that's why I'm just repeating what they said. Yeah, and you're communicating it. You're spreading it. It's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Keep reading. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatever does make manifest is light. The light shows up. You can see things in the light is another way of saying it. Wherefore, he says, awake thou that sleepest, rise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. What is light? Well, among other things, light is revelation, a showing of the will of God, a showing of Him, who He is. Verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but what? Understanding what the will of the Lord is. Man, there are millions of church-going people. They'll tell you, you can't really know what the mysterious will of God. You just have to wait and see what happens. Then that was the will of God, whatever happened, because He's in total control. This is contrary to the Bible. We are told that we are to pursue and find the will of God. Well, where are you going to find the will of God? You're going to find it in the Word of God. And you're going to find it by the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.